24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Do you believe insurance companies overcharge you? Do you believe that you pay enough monthly and you should not have to pay a deductible when the coverage is needed? Unfortunately, deductibles are real, and we at We Pay All Your Deductibles offer you a warranty for about 1.5% monthly of the cost of your deductible to pay your deductible when you need it. We give back 25% back every 2 years if the time never arises. Sign up for our warranty, and you will have one up on the high cost of insurance on your cars, homes, motorcycles, cell phones, and boats. We pay all your deductibles.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Grown Folks Talking Live with your woman and transformation expert, spiritual guide, Dr. Akila Faith. It is so exciting to be here with you again, giving thanks for everybody who is tuning in. And thank you all for making our show international now in countries that I can't even pronounce and some that I have not heard about before, but definitely plan on getting there. Really, really love and appreciate each and every one of you. If it's your first time tuning in, this is your place to relax and transform. We have old school conversation in a new school way. So anybody can stimulate you talking about sex, gossip, all this craziness happening. But this is a space for you to come in, renew your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul while getting information to help you instantly apply it to relaxing more, having better conversations, and getting in touch with you. So just as a FYI, you may want to send your children to another room because self-care is important and having a time for you is so dear. So tell them to go to another room right now. If you're driving, be aware that during the meditation, we ask you to pull over. Please, please, please be safe and get you a pen and a pad if you're able to, because we're going to give you a lot of jewels. We always start off with gratitude. So in this moment, you all ask you all to kind of just reflect on the fact that you're alive. First off, you have breath in your body. Anytime you can breathe is a moment to celebrate, because every single night, there's 150,000 people in the U.S. alone who go to sleep and just don't wake up. So the fact that you are alive, you woke up, you rose, is something to be grateful for, regardless of your situation, whether you have an abundance of everything or you're wondering how you're going to get the next thing. You're here and you have the ability and capabilities and resources to switch and change whatever you may choose. I'm grateful for all of you, and I'm grateful for our special guest host that we have on today. We have with us Dr. Liddy Flom, whose family is from the Netherlands, but was sponsored to the U.S. after World War II. She says that basically through adversity, they found so many opportunities, and one of those was the blessing of 11 children, 8 being girls, and she being one who was born in the United States and now blesses others through quantum energy work, being a nutritionist, just being an awesome person with network marketing, multi-level marketing, consumerism, helping people to become economically empowered, as well as living a healthy, balanced life and recognizing that the power they have within themselves. Oh, Liddy, are you here? Are you here?
I am so present. I want to just say how beautiful you are in just your language and communication. And I know clarity comes through communication. And with that being said, it's my honor. So I know that today you have a very specific topic and some information you'd like for us to share. So where would you like for me to start today?
Oh, we're going to start with, what are you grateful for in this moment? Outside of life and outside of being here. And what's your philosophy on gratitude?
Gratitude is everything. If you have the gratitude, it really is attitude. So if you have the right attitude, you do have gratitude. And then in all things, we understand that everything is energy, and energy is called the law of attraction. And I always like to say, you know, just because of my background and having some initials behind my name doesn't really mean that I'm more special or unique or anything other than I've been ordained in the divine, you know, love gratitude. And I am an expression of that ultimately. So here's what I came to understand. In the very beginning, I didn't really understand like how an ovum and these sperm cells came together. Like was it one lucky one that became you? And so I started doing some research and here's what I have gratitude for. That there's an energy in the ovum, it's in the mitochondria, and that the sperm cells all have right behind the head of the sperm, behind the head of the sperm cell is a little battery pack called a mitochondria energy pack. And why is it that out of these 60 million cells we have floating around that are one so-called sperm cell becomes impregnating into this ovium? It's because like attracted like energy. So I have great gratitude in understanding that all we are is truly the essence, spirit, energy. And so in the world of sacred geometry, we began to understand and appreciate our whole genetic makeup, that we're not accidentally here, we're divinely here, and that we had like energy that attracted like energy, and subsequently were called in a greater greatness. Thank you. That's my gratitude.
Wow. That's beautiful. She said that's a little energy pack behind the head of the sperm. It goes into the mitochondria, the outer part of the egg, and like attracts like. And we are the reflection of that energy, the essence of that energy. I'm like, that is beautiful. That is so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. That is
You're welcome.
Right there. So with like attracting like, we are in the same company. And before we go into our meditation, we can kind of discuss that. We are with Shop Free Mart, which is helping like-minded people to change the world, in a sense, through health, through an alternative economy is what I'll call it, while blending with the current economy to help people kind of break through the barriers of like, well, what's real, what's not? Just like how you explained how a baby's born, right? Like, that's a whole new concept. Like, that right there was like, that was a mind-blowing thing all in itself. Just to be like, oh, wow, there's a battery pack, it's connecting, they're magnets, they're this, all of that. And Shop Free Mart is kind of like that same concept. Like, really? Like, how does this work? Like, what is this? Like, where did this come from? Like, what? Like my son would say, he just goes, Mom, what? So would you explain what the Shop Free Mart is? And for everybody listening, yes, I am promoting this company. We're going to say this is one of the sponsors of this episode because this company is really making a lot of change in a lot of lives, including myself and my son and people I've never met. And Liddy came into my life through Dr. Stan Harris, who was on the show previously. Dr. Breakthrough. So if y'all listen to that, about it's breakthrough time. That's how I met Liddy. So like attracting, and growing and growing and growing. And now you're here to grow with us as a listener. So Liddy, would you explain that concept to everybody, kind of like where it came from, what it is, and why they should care?
Oh gosh, you know what just is going through my mind? Can I just be like just transparent right now?
Sure.
That what you just said about what Dr. Stan did is he said it's breakthrough time. Well, imagine what we just talked about in terms of the conception. So being conceived is conceiving thoughts and conceiving concepts is what science is. And conceiving, you know, the master's divine wisdom is conceiving thoughts. And so the law of attraction says the more that you can conceive and then believe, you can achieve. So no matter where you are on your wellness journey, no matter where you are in your thought process, this isn't just for a select few. This is for all of mankind. And for the 37 years of actually being on this walk, if you will, we had a sick baby when she was 9 months old. And we did the 369-month checkup, did everything in accordance. It was kind of like doctor right now, kind of like gets to play a role of like Dr. God. I got to listen. This is not my, you know, my fast pitch. This is not where I'm, you know, educated. And then when we got to the 9-month checkup, the doctor said, well, your baby's not doing too well. Now, I have to say that I was one of those, you know, put the big L on your forehead called loser mom. Like, whoa, what are you talking about? And he said, well, her hemoglobin's too low. And I didn't even know what hemoglobin meant. So sometimes we hear these great big words and then we think, oh, well, I don't want to really look as, you know, blonde as I am. And therefore, I'm just not going to say anything. And so I'm blonde. And that's why I can say that kind of jokingly. But I will say that that's what came to my mind. And so I said, I just really need to understand, like, what does that really mean? He said, well, if she were to crawl or walk or cut herself in that process, she would become a bleeder. I went, bleeder. Who's going to watch her 24/7? Who's going to be, you know, on top of this game 24/7? And then, you know, I started to realize that I really needed to understand what hemoglobin meant. And it just meant low iron levels. And it meant that the body needed some additional support. And it maybe needed some more vitamin C. And in that journey, you know, doctor told me I needed to give her some more of the vitamins that she was on. And I said, okay, then what? He said, come back here next month and we're going to monitor the results. So I said, wonderful, I'll be back. Okay. Got back there. Now, I want you to know that I went back there. I had an expectation. I had an expectation that everything was going to be perfect. And I went, and what came out of that session was that there was no change. And I said, I did everything you said. I'm still nursing. I'm in a prenatal. She's on the vitamin. What's not working? And he said, well, what we're going to do is we're going to give that suggestion to you, and you're going to go back and double it up one more time. And I remember leaving there, and I left there thinking this very thought, something's not right. Right. Like, you know, when your spirit tells you that there's something just like, this feels like, you know, it feels like they don't really know. And so it kind of feels like a practice.
Mm-hmm.
Like
they're literally, right?
on my baby, the patient. Oh, yeah. I went like this. They're practicing on my patients. I'm feeling like I'm being tested right now. So I had those two words, a practice, practicing, and patience, my patient.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sitting on the road at a stoplight right there and came this thought. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and there I stood, and I took the road less traveled. It was a graduation song, and I saw that, you know, that there's this fork in the road and that we choose a path, and the path was I chose conventional wisdom. And I saw myself reversing and going in reverse, backing up, going back to the fork in the road. And I decided I needed to venture into the road less traveled. And so less traveled meant I needed to know about homeopathists, natural pathologists, nutritionists, and dietitians. And all of a sudden, I got home. We had yellow pages. I went through the yellow pages. I found naturopaths, homeopaths, dietitians. And I started calling. I said, this is my situation. I'm a first-time mom, and I feel like a loser. I've got a situation that it's not the doctor's problem. I'm realizing that when I leave there, it's not his problem. It's my situation, and I need to take control of my own destiny. I'm going to tell everyone today, I'm so passionate about just giving people encouragement today to know that you can take control of your own destiny.
Right.
And it's just one conversation away from a solution. And that's where my journey began.
Well, a couple of things you said, feeling like a loser as a mom. I think every parent feels like that at some point. I think you feel like, okay, I did everything I know how to do. And for me, that was the moment when I called and apologized to my parents and other people in my life. And I was like, you know what? I didn't realize there wasn't a manual. Didn't realize how challenging this was. Didn't realize things just kind of pop up from the ethers and you just have to solve it. And you're trying to still live whatever you're living while taking care of these random little things that pop up like you're in a video game and maintain all this greatness. And you're like, oh, my goodness, as an adult some days. And then you realize, you know what? everyone's doing the best they can do with what they have. And, you know, country phrase, whatever we didn't get right, you'll understand it when you get grown. And just know I did the best I could do, you know?
Yes.
And we go through that, but sometimes we won't reach out for help. And what I hear you saying is like asking that help, asking, whether it's asking someone else, whether it's asking yourself, whether it's seeking the information, use the yellow pages. We can use Google. We have so many resources now at our fingertips. There's really no excuse not to get an answer. And we have intuition, which some people say that feeling, that thought, that hesitation, that excitement to let you know, go for it or step back. So tapping into that with the resources leads to where you're at now, where you went from not knowing the other word for what makes up blood, the hemoglobin, into now having all these initials behind your name and being highly sought out to help other people learn the science of the physical body while combining it with spiritual contexts. So I just think that by itself is amazing and want to definitely acknowledge that. And somebody listening may need to hear that, that you may be ignorant at one point. The only way to stay ignorant is if you choose to not gain information, you know, especially when you know you can gain it. And then for me, when you're ignorant and you choose to stay ignorant, to me, that's stupidity, because you don't have to be that. You could become wise, or you could become knowledgeable, you know, or if you're ignorant, recognize that's not a bad thing, because we're all ignorant to something in life, mm-hmm. whatever that is. And we don't know what we're ignorant to until it hits us in the face. And we're like, oh, I didn't even know that, because I didn't know that existed. So I love that you share that moment of like, you didn't know, you were searching, you made a choice, you took the path, and now with that path choice, you're here. And you want everyone to know what about this company and this process.
Well, can I just say, I just have so much gratitude. I want to mm-hmm. reflect on one thing that you said, is that I believe we become thirsty. I think we start to stir within us questions. And as a result, looking at knowledge like it's the salt block. I'm going to give you a little story. I was born and raised on a farm.
Oh,
my
you too.
Father, yes. And we had horses. So my father said to me on a very hot day, he said, Liddy, go fill the water barrel up for the horses. And I said, okay. I said, sure. Well, I went there and I said, the barrel's full. I mean, it's hot, but you know, the barrel's full. He said, go back to the pasture and go to the northeast corner and go see if that salt block is in that corner. And I came back and I said, no, there's no salt block in that corner. He said, go into the shed and get a salt block and go put it in that corner. So I did. And I was just doing what he said, right?
Right.
Not knowing or thinking anything. And later on that day, the barrel was empty. I went, oh. And I didn't think anything about that until I became an adult. Mm-hmm. Here's what occurred to me. That knowledge is like a salt block. Mm. And if you seek enough knowledge, people will go and drink on their own. There's a saying mm-hmm. that says, you can lead a horse to water, but he's not going to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that means that you're trying to make them drink something that they are resisting because there's not enough information. So I look like today at information, education, inspiration, like I'm like, it's really the salt block. If you go to the Bible and talks about, you know, salt of the earth, it's like giving, our body cannot survive without salt. Okay, so we do need, you know, to become thirsty, and water is going to flush over the cells if we have what is called, you know, that in our body, Himalayan salt, wonderful salt. Sometimes we begin to learn that, you know, iodized salt is not a good salt. So not going to talk about that today, but here's what I'm going to talk about. Water is your carrier. Okay. If it is that you are not drinking water, and or you're drinking water and you say, I drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to talk about necessarily the water, but I want to talk about what happens when you drink water and the structure's not right or can be penetrated across the cell membrane. So I want you to think for a minute about a grape and raisins. Mm-hmm. You see a cluster of grapes, think of it like that's your heart or your liver or your spleen or your organs, right?
Right.
So all organs are made up of cells, skin cells, bone cells, blood cells, brain cells. Everything is just cells. You right. know, molecular structures are cells. You know, everything, cells. And when they're not hydrated, they shrink. And then all of a sudden, something happens. So if water's the carrier, mm-hmm. and if there's not enough water in the body that can deliver, here's where the water stays. On the out and the exterior part of the cell membrane, and it parks itself here because the water molecule is too large, and it stays somewhat attached to that cell, thinking that maybe they're going to let me through at one point. It's called the aquaporins, which are the receptor sites of the water channels on the cell membrane. So since it cannot hydrate this cell, it sticks on the outside, it inflames the membrane, and the cells have a brain. It's called membrane. It has a memory on the outside. Knows exactly what it will or can or what's right for the internal part. If it's not right, it won't let it in. It's called the gatekeeper. So your membrane is a gatekeeper. Once it's the proper structure, molecular structure, and there's a product that's called hydration drops. Mm-hmm. If you put those drops, literally drops, in a gallon of distilled water, which is a negative charge. Watch this. Water's the carrier, mm-hmm. and it's a negative charge. Small, minute structures crosses the cell membrane through the aquaporin, right, water channel, and it delivers into the nucleus of the cell. Think of it like a semi carrying in a load of goods, resources, minerals and vitamins and proteins and so on, into the nucleus of the cell. The cell begins to plump up from a dehydrated state to a hydrated state. It unloads the goods, and then it attracts the negative charged ionic water, attracts the positive poison, positive charged ions inside the cell and flushes out the toxins.
Wow.
So let me just repeat to say this. You have done the 1-2 punch. You have increased the assimilation process.
Mm-hmm.
You have increased the elimination cleansing mm-hmm. process
mm-hmm.
with one thing called hydration. Mm-hmm. One thing. And in all things, I get calls from parents that are worried about their children that are not able to, you know, have this, their new grandchild grow within this mother's body anymore because the mother's dehydrated. She was sick and so on, and she's dehydrated. And guess what? The baby's not growing. They need to take the baby C-section before full term. They know that that's the only way the baby can continue to grow. Another woman, just like, you know, my grandmother, she's in another country. She was on vacation, and she's right now in the hospital. And they think that she's going to not make it because her kidneys are shut down. Well, kidneys are a detoxifying organ, and if they get backed up, it's called dehydrated kidneys. Mm. Well, a lot of people are challenged with things like, I have high blood pressure. Well, why is the high blood pressure, right? I'm not making a claim. I'm helping people understand that the way the body's designed with your kidney, your liver, and your spleen, here's mm-hmm. what happens. It simply wants to do one thing.
Right.
Hydration keeps the organs functioning. It's dehydration, and it backs up and goes up into your bloodstream.
Wow. So, Liddy, that was, I know I've heard it before, but every time I hear it, it still processes differently. And for everybody listening, that's the hydration of the actual cells in the body. I encourage you to look up the fourth phase of water. If you're like me, you just want, okay, where is it? If you Google it, you're going to find so much. You'll be like, what? Are you serious? It's like, yes. And that is a way to learn even more. The Hydration Drops is a part of the company Shop Free Mart that we work with. And you can get more info, get your drops on that site as well. shopfreemart.com/AkilaFay. And with Liddy, you can contact her, and we're going to share that contact information. I want you to hold on. We're going to let your mind process that information, get some notes. We're going to go into our meditation, because meditation is not just about something crazy happening. Meditation is something to help you to be able to process your day, process information, to make sure that that goes into your cells, and we hydrate your mind and your soul, as well as your body. So we're giving you tools for really making sure that your whole entire being, your whole essence, receives what it needs. So if you are driving, pull over, or if you're at a stoplight, maybe you can focus a little bit. We're going to do our breathing, and then we're going to go into letters of devotion, prayers through meditation, and allow you to listen to I Reclaim My Strength. So that way, you know, some people you may be thinking like, man, why didn't I know this? Because you didn't know. But this is the time to know. And this is the time to grow. Grow through life. And that's what it's really about. So I want to ask you to take both of your hands. I'm going to do something different. I want to have you put both hands on your temples, on the side of your face. Your temples are kind of like, if you find your eye and kind of go back, it's that little indentation right there. You can just put your fingers there, or you can put your whole palm, whatever you feel more comfortable with. I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your mouth. As you do that, remind yourself that you are wonderful and you attract all goodness in life. Exhale out of your mouth. Do that two more times. Inhale. Say to yourself, I am wonderful and I attract all good in my life. Exhale. Inhale again through your mouth. You'll feel your body relaxing, spiritual hydration, tingles, and say, I receive all the good I need. Exhale. Put your right hand on your heart or in the middle of your chest, your left hand on your belly, which is your solar plexus. Inhale through your nose, down into your diaphragm, which is your low belly area. Hold that, knowing that you are receiving oxidation, you're receiving peace, you're receiving the ability to process new information. Exhale out your mouth. Two more times, inhale through your nose. Visualize the breath going down, down, down through your feet to the center of the earth. Exhale out your mouth. If it's hard for you to inhale through your nose, doing it through your mouth is just fine. Do what's best for you. Inhale. And as you exhale, allow yourself to go into complete self-acceptance.
Prayer of meditation for strength. To the one true source of all life, I come to you in a state that I deemed weak. Yet, in having a relationship with you, I know that I am strong. I am strong because you are the provider of my abilities. I open myself to receive the understanding from my situation that will catapult me into the direction of my true destiny. I receive that through the realities that I both experience and recognize, I am more than a victor over my circumstances. I am a learner who is spending these quiet times of reflection, listening to Spirit speak to my inner soul and spirit. Thank you for placing me in this state of solitude where my heart softens to receive healing, which has been needed for years. Thank you for allowing me to have this experience of perceived weakness that is teaching me how strong I am as long as I stay connected, communicated, and dedicated to building my trust with Thee. Through Thee, Source, I am whole and delivered from the shackles that once held me. I am whole and delivered from the shackles that once held me. The chains that were on my mind are now uplifted and removed. I am restored, a new being, for I am allowing, accepting, and embracing the process that you have chosen to gain my full attention as my focus. I am focused on the love that you are surrounding me. I am grateful for the love that you are providing me. I recognize the people, places, and circumstances that you are placing within my current state as helpers to my next level of closeness to Thee, Creator of all. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this restoration. Thank you for this strength. Thank you for this break from the monotony of life, which had me stuck in a state that was less than what you have designed for me. I give thanks for the bond and ongoing relationship that we have, and for knowing that because you are omnipotent, I am filled with a power that I never knew before resided inside of me. Thank you for this moment in my life. Ashe.
Yes, everybody, and we are back from that meditation. I want to bring you back into the zone of learning and elevating and totally shifting your life. How did you all feel about that meditation? Liddy, what did you think of the meditation, and how are you feeling, and what is your philosophy on that? Like, what do you think meditation is, or the listeners should know about it from your perspective?
Oh my gosh, I'm going to say, first of all, just understanding that it's the within that I am, coming closer to the source, is the birthright of who we are. Mm. And so the birthright is that we are love. And if God is love, then if we're born in the image and likeness of Him, mm-hmm. everything else that's not love is not to be attached. And so meditation allows us to go deeper and detach from what it is that we hold as a stronghold, as you were, you know, in that meditation sharing the strongholds, and that we can become stronger in our foundation and understanding that it is that there's just conduit, that our birthright is here, and that is our privilege, it's our purpose to live in our fulfillment of our calling, and that to be strengthened in that, to then have, as we know, to take anything and everything and multiply it in its greatest factor of greatness. And so whatever you receive, it doesn't look like it's got much value, then you place value on it and you manifest it. And sometimes that's like you were saying, like my birthright in my life, in my family is like maybe not the strength, but yes, you are the strength. You are the source, and you, the source, is what you tap into. Meditation. Thank you.
Wow. That's awesome. And you are so dynamic. I appreciate you. You all, I know you might want to get in touch with Dr. Liddy Flom. And there are a few ways you can reach her. There is a wonderful call that you have every Tuesday, the Women's Empowerment Call from birth to new birth. So it's like new birth to new birth. It's like, what? And she explained it to me. So you can birth your beginning, right? This in general, you can birth a baby. And then as women, as most of us grow, some of us get to skip menopause. My grandmother never had menopause her whole life. Amazingly. And then some people hit it early. Some people hit it late. But as opposed to menopause, it's a new phase of life. It's another birth. It's another awakening. It's another way to learn yourself and experience yourself that you've never done before. So this call is from birth to new birth, to birth and birth and life for all women on Tuesdays at 8:30. And the number is 781-448-0092. And there's no pin. You want to book Dr. Liddy? The number is
612-790-1967.
And can they email you?
They can. Lady, L-A-D-Y, Lady, L-I-D-Y, Liddy, the number 7@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you. So you all make sure that you write that down because I know you still have your pen and your pad. And as always, you can reach me at info@akilafaye.com, info@akilafaye.com. And find out about some of the services you can get at tribetransform.com. That's tribe, T-R-I-B-E, transform, T-R-A-N-S-F-O-R-M.com. And thank you for sharing, liking, and subscribing. Listen on iHeart. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. We need that. And if you would like to be on the show, definitely reach out or become a sponsor. We encourage you to do that as well. And then don't forget about your hydration drops and a lot of other wonderful products at shopfreemart.com. That's exactly how it sounds. Shop, S-H-O-P, free, F-R-E-E, mart, mart.com/AkilaFaye, A-C-Q-U-I-L-L-A-F-A-Y-E. Liddy, you've been giving us so much information, and I feel like you are really helping us to shift our perception about just health, nutrition, and understanding it from a really basic place while giving us very specific information, right? And so we do a book read on our show, and the book today is called Book One, Meditation is Not What You Think. Mindfulness and Why It Is So Important by Jon Kabat-Zinn, Z-I-N-N. And I'm reading a little bit of page 29 and just want to get your thoughts and how that connects to this wonderful company. It says, we all know that when it comes to perceiving through our eyes, we see certain things, but not others, even when they are staring us right in the face. And we can easily be conditioned to see in certain ways and prevent it from seeing in others. Sleight of hand magicians, that country came out, magicians, make use of this selectivity in our observing all the time. Their art just baffles and delights the mind by skillfully diverting our attention and wreaking havoc with the senses. I'll let you take it from there. For me, I just got that perception. I always say perception is based on the person who's looking and based on your experiences. But I feel like you can add so much more to that in the sense of perception from this health standpoint with energetics and the product. Because I live that life. So for me, it's just like, oh, okay, it makes sense. That's easy. That's what we do. It goes in with the body. We're all helping each other. It's all based in love, because when we're helping others, it's just natural reciprocity. Energy is real. We are spirits in a body, not a body with a spirit. And that's just logic to me. But for some, that's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And what the heck are you talking about?
You know what really came to my mind immediately as you read that? Mm-hmm. It is this. It's a quote by Mark Twain. He said, "The trouble with people ain't the things they know. It's the things that they know that ain't so." I looked at that and I then all of a sudden started laughing and thought, wow, you know how we do life? Once mm-hmm. you think you know something, like you got to be the authority. Okay.
Right.
So then I get to be the authority over here. And then everybody else is wrong. Now I sit on a different throneness about that. It was like, oh, don't get yourself in the enthronement piece of this equation. Because if you don't have an open mind to possibility, I mean, it begins to be what is Hosea 4:6 says, people will perish for the lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And the next sentence says, for they have rejected knowledge. Oh. Mm. So I'm kind of like putting that whole thing together, and I know that the Bible is basic instructions before leaving Earth. So maybe there's something here that I should just be paying attention to. Mm-hmm. And it's kept me humble in the journey. I think that I know something, but then I decide that I'm going to start reading the Bible from the very beginning and read the whole, because I've never really read the whole Bible, like word for word. I don't know if that's you, but that's me, 62. Yeah. I'm thinking, you know, maybe I'm going to do that. Do you know that I'm stuck on the first chapter of Genesis? Because wow. there was one word I did not understand. And it was firmament.
Mm.
You ever looked at that word firmament? I went onto Google, just like you said. There's way too much information out here. I started Googling firmament. What does that mean? And it says the division of waters, okay? Heaven and earth, the waters. And water is the very beginning, and water's the carrier. And if God in the Hebrew language really means Elohim, and Elohim means female, male, waters, whoa, wait a minute here.
Whoa.
We're digging in deeper. Do you know what I'm saying? So I am that far, and I then have somebody else. You know that you say the law of attraction starts to happen? Well, somebody sends me a little question. Do you understand sacred geometry? Mm. I'm like, yeah, quantum energy field talks about geometry. So, and I like physics and geometry. And so I go and look something else up, and I came up with another word, Merkaba, Merkaba. Maybe here's a new word for you, Merkaba. And it says that the Merkaba represents the balance of dualities. Male and female, there's a balance, right? Heaven and earth has to be in balance. And then it's yin and yang. Well, it's all balance. So our body has to be in balance, homeostasis. Okay? And homeostasis means biochemically, bioelectrically, and it all starts with water. I'm just like, and then it's stem cells. And then we talk about the fact that when you're born, your body is actually, your stomach has peripherals in it, has holes in it. That's how this baby gets fed in utero. And then understanding that every baby is born with a stomach lining that's incomplete. The only way it becomes complete is with colostrum. Were you bottle fed?
Wow.
Or breastfed? Was there enough colostrum in that mom to be able to close that and finish off that lining of that stomach lining? See what I'm saying?
Yes.
All these pieces, you know, will manifest into the greater interlocking of what we're talking about. So it says Merkaba is made up of two interlocking tetrahedrons, which represent male and female energies in perfect balance. The tetrahedron facing up is masculine. Think about a triangle. Facing up is masculine. And the one that's facing down and is female. The word Merkaba is composed of three separate words, mer, M-E-R, meaning light, and ka, meaning spirit, and ba, meaning body. That's a sacred geometry. So if we said body, mind, which is light, right? Body, mind, spirit, it says Mer is mind. Ka is spirit. And then meaning ba is body. So here we are. Together, these words describe the union of these three. So Merkaba is considered to be divine, a vehicle made of light that transports or connects the body and the spirit to higher realms. Mm. Here we are. We're talking about water changes its message every 10,000 times a second. 10,000 times a second. Wow. Protons are beams of light. And when you look at what we're just talking about, we're just talking about, you know, hydration drops. It's actually proton light. You know, it's a proprietary light technology that was given to someone to understand how that prism, which is the triangle, you can look at that and say, okay, how we get light is the sun with the moisture in the air, which is vapors, is the prism casting light. And that's how life happens. It has to be light without the moisture, but without light, it cannot grow. So then we have this interchange. So we're part of that whole realm. If we pay attention to this, we can actually go from a shift in the energy on the planet, because what's happening is that we have negative energy on the planet because we've destroyed the soil. And then what we have in the atmosphere is elements that are not giving life back. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, we have already have in the atmosphere the protons, the exchange of light that's here is different. And so then we have this question about global warming. It's the chemicals that are here that are taken over what is called the purification. Mm-hmm. Just think about this. What goes in your body that is life-giving goes back into the ecosystem as life-giving. And what goes around comes around. So if we want to raise the vibration on the planet, you put in everything that makes sense to you that is living, life-giving. Living food produces life, and dead food produces death. And that was one of the first things I learned. And I said, explain to me, what is dead food? Because I think that's as easy as this. What's dead food? And they said, cooked, baked, stewed, fried, processed food. And I said, okay, tell me more. Mm-hmm. And they said, if actually the enzymes are no longer living, it means that anything that's been processed through a temperature of 117.4 degrees or higher is no longer living enzymes.
So it has no nutrients, right? It's like you cooked out all of the vitamins. Like I'll say that when I go out to eat and they're like, why do you want your veggies crunchy? I'm like, if they're not crunchy, there's no point in me eating it. Like I'm not getting anything from it other than a full belly and quote unquote the itis. And the itis is coming or getting sleepy. If for those who have never heard that term, getting sleepy after you eat a really big meal and people say, oh, that was a good meal. It's like, no, that meal actually was more toxic. It might have tasted good. It won't say it didn't have a great flavor, right? But the fact that the body goes to sleep, it's like it's taking so much energy to break it down because in essence, it's just breaking down something that has nothing that can really be broken down. There's no energy being converted. It's just literally, let's get this out the body. And you got to go to sleep to get it out. And that's what I'm getting from what you said. Like the body is sleeping because it doesn't realize, or some people don't realize, another form of self-care, because that's what we're here to do, is care for ourselves and transform our lives, is to hydrate your body, to get that light. So mentioning the light and the water vapor, it's like go outside, get some sunlight, and then also recognize you need some water, and you need water that's just not any type of water. Like you wouldn't go and just drink from the lake or the river without going through some type of process with it. You wouldn't just go, you may go drink from a spring if you have access to it, but it's went through a natural filtration process. So if you're just living, why not get some distilled water, put some hydration drops in, and let your body renew itself while you're also adding some natural things to it?
Akilah, you know what? You're just so right on point. Can I just add maybe a thought to what you're saying?
Sure.
Is that the sunlight is vitamin D, and it has to be delivered into the nucleus of the cell. There are people that have issues with like depression, suppression, anxiety, all of that, which is part of the deficiency of vitamin D. So they say, you know, go get vitamin D. Be careful with that. I'm just going to put a thought out here. Get hydrated and then watch what goes on. Because what's provided by way of a vitamin D, it often comes from lamb's wool, and it's not necessarily a good thing for your body. Your body can't process that. So I'm just inviting a thought in front of that. But when we're looking at what we are doing, let me say this, that vitamin D is critical. If you ever have somebody that has mental acuity issues, that they cannot, even at about 4:30, it's called sundowning, in nursing homes. They have a lot of memory care challenges over there, but here's what's going on. The whole conversation is called sundowning. They're all deficient of vitamin D. Put your grandparents or your parents and get them in front of windows that have sunlight coming through there. You want the sunlight because that's part of your body's character. It's part of your being.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're in the sun, get some good sun, right? But get your body hydrated so your body can deliver it. And it's back to that same conversation over and over. Here we are. Not really appreciating, but I think maybe today you have an appreciation for just the value of the elements. And we're just touching on a few elements. I get it. But do get that your body has to have the proper water molecule structure to cross that cell membrane, and so that it can pull the toxins out. If you're eating this food and it's dead food and you feel tired, can I tell you what just happened? Your body says, it's taking energy away from me rather than giving me energy. Mm-hmm. You should have energy within a 15-minute period of time. After you eat, you should be fired up, ready to go. And normally, people start to like, take a siesta. And this is exactly what happens. So taking a siesta is not your answer. Here we are. Mwah.
Who said not the answer? You all, you hear that? Hydration. If you want some more information, shoot me an email, info@akilahfaye.com. And Lydia has provided some really phenomenal research that you can get, some videos and everything else. Contact Lydia, and she could come out and share more of this information with you. And also do your own research on what your body, what you particularly, because each person, each culture, there are some variances in the levels that your body needs and what your body needs. But keep in mind, hydration, and some sunlight. And with that, you all, I'm just going to play a little bit of this song. I want you to go on YouTube and listen to the full version, which is 8:58. This is a man named Raul Madan. He is blind, okay? He defies perception. Every instrument you hear, minus the guitar and the conga, comes from him. He is a human instrument. And this song is called Sunshine, I Can Fly. And we have just a little bit of time left together. We're going to come back after a little bit of this song. Liddy's going to share a couple more jewels, you all. And we're going to close it out in prayer the way we always do. So I want you to take time to process that information. Go to the website, theshopfreemark.com/AkilahFaye. Look up some of the information that we're sharing if you get a chance. And just vibe out to this song for about 2 minutes. And we'll be right back. Thank you.
y'all can see up here. There are no looping pedals on this stage. No sequencers. No tape machines. Except for the one in my mind. Real peace begins inside, in our hearts and in our minds. Hearts and minds begin to see that one and all means you and me. And what we know can set us free. Rearrange reality. Reality is what we know. We can change the river's flow. Plant a seed, watch it grow. Build a shelter, build a home. Home is where my heart will stay, even when I'm far away. It makes no difference what they say. As long as you will be my sunshine. When you're with me, I can fly. Sunshine. When you're with me, I can fly. When I'm feeling sad and low, and I'm not sure where to go, and all the good times that I've known have gone and left me all alone. All alone I'll never be, long as you are here with me. You're in everything I see, in everything I'm doing. All I do for you. You're my sun, you're my moon, every lazy afternoon. You're my
inspiration. Hi, everybody, we're back.
Inspiration lights away.
I know you still hear him in the background just a little bit.
Each day makes the dark clouds go away, so let us let the children play.
The sunshine.
When you're with me, I can fly. That's right. Sunshine. When you're with me, I can fly.
Yes, okay, I can hear you now. So, Miss Liddy, that was Raul Madan. I just thought he would fit so perfect what we're talking about. Just defining, you know, everything that people would normally think. So, I want to say thank you for being with us and sharing with us. I want to ask, is there any thought you have or any jewel you would like to leave with our listeners?
You know, what comes to me is to love, appreciate, give gratitude. It changes all things. And we have a new dance, like within. And as a result of that, here's what I want to leave you with. To the degree in which it is that you can love is to the degree in which it is only what you receive as love. Therefore, if you cannot receive love, you cannot give love. And to receive openly and freely means you have to trust and unleash those shackles of your own disbeliefs, which is the lie that actually limits life. And if you want unlimited freedom and unlimited success, unlimited love, unlimited money, unlimited joy, it means that we have to free ourselves to be open, number one, to conceive to the level of the love that you are. Believe that love is genuine and divine, so that you can then achieve that into the universe, and it comes back a thousandfold. It's just love. Dr. Gila.
That's so beautiful. I'm going to say ashe, ashe, ashe. Our listeners, that is a beautiful covering. And all I can add is creative. Thank you. And it is so. We are love, and allow love to flow in and out of us, surround us, and watch us as we go about our ways. Until we come back together again, allow everybody listening, everyone who may even just be within vicinity of somebody listening to receive an abundance of flow of that love energy, that divine energy, and to look in the mirror and see that same love within themselves. Ashe, ashe. If nobody's told you all, we love you. I love you.
Love you. Mwah.
Yes.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.